Al Gore's announcement came at the end of a day when political attention had been focused on a leader in the Republican Party. Unlike Gore, Senator Trent Lott's political future seems to be very much in doubt. Joining us now for Morning Edition's weekly political discussion, NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Susan.
Going into the weekend, Trent Lott held a news conference, and he apologized for remarks he'd made at the 100th birthday party of Strom Thurmond. But that does seem to have quieted the controversy somewhat.
Well, Not enough for for Trent Lott, however, and until Al Gore sort of knocked him off the top of the front page, he was it. And in that Saturday Night Live sketch that you just heard on Don's piece, Gore also imitated Trent Lott, and it was ridiculing him in a way that's very difficult for a leader. There was a conference call Friday night of Republican senators saying, "Let's circle the wagons and protect Lott," but then the number two, or his former number two, Don Nichols, came out yesterday and said he has to go. If he was any place, he would be jeered by the public. Now, one feels that Senator Nichols might be the person out there jeering because he has wanted that job for a while, the job of leader. But then Senators Warner and Hagel, respective members of the Senate, said the Senate should meet and decide whether to keep Trent Lott. Now, that's very dangerous for Lott. They can't really re-elect him now in the middle of this. The best would be to have no election. He's already been elected. And wait until January when the Senate convenes, and maybe things will have happened by then that that take this off the front page. But still, there are a lot of senators who see danger here, and some of them are hoping that the White House will relieve them, and the White House will ask Lott to leave.
Well, is there any chance that the top Republican, the President of the United States, might ask Trent Lott to step down as majority leader?
I think it's unlikely. The president might feel a problem that Lott gets in the way of his outreach to minorities and suburbanites, but also I don't think he wants to interfere with the Senate. And also, if Lott left and left the Senate, it would be a 50-50 Senate, which makes it very difficult because there's a Democratic mayor, governor of Mississippi. But it's interesting, Susan, where the pressure is coming from. Today, USA Today editorialized that Lott should leave, but mostly it's coming from conservative commentators. This weekend, there was a drumbeat from them that that Lott had to go.
Well, what do they have, what those conservatives have against Lott? He seems like a pretty conservative guy.
Well, it's interesting. Of course, what they say is that he's ineffectual. But the truth is that they don't like him because they think that he is an institutionalist, that he is too ready to cooperate with the other side, that he's a legislator. And what they really would like is to have somebody more in the model of Tom DeLay, the majority leader on the House side, who is more of a quote-unquote movement conservative, somebody that they think will take their causes and just fight for them and never compromise. And so it's interesting because on the one hand, you have people saying Lott is too much of the old school, too conservative, and others saying, well, wait a minute, he's a guy we can do business with, and he can make legislation happen. And it's one of the reasons that you see moderates like Olympia Snowe of Maine and Jim Jeffords of Vermont saying basically kind things about Trent Lott, or at least saying that he gets another chance to prove himself as somebody worthy of being the Republican leader.
Mr. Lott is scheduled to appear on Black Entertainment Television tonight. Is there anything he can do during that appearance to salvage his position as leader?
It's going to be very, very interesting to watch, Susan. I think it's going to be very difficult for him because the truth is he's learned the words but not the music about this kind of apology and about segregation 40 years ago. He says that we supported things then that we now know were wrong. The problem is there were people in office then who knew that they were wrong and came out and were brave about it. And then there were all the intervening years of the Republican Party using race as an issue in the South. So that's hard to ignore. The truth is, Trent Lott is a transitional figure between the old Democratic segregationists like Mississippi Senators Stennis and Eastland and new Republicans like Lindsey Graham in South Carolina, Elizabeth Nolan in North Carolina, who reach out to new suburbanites, people the Republican Party needs to reach a majority. And it will be curious to see if he can make that transition.
Thanks very much, NPR's Cokie Roberts.